Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Well, we finally got around to recording a Can't Read, Can't Write.
I swear we didn't forget about this podcast.
No.
We didn't. We will be back with more in 2026.
Will we?
Oh, are you questioning it?
Bill. I think we need
like a nice refresh, a makeover.
I think so.
Yeah.
And maybe over the holidays we'll come up with some ideas. Because right now I'm just fried after this year. And it's not like we don't want to record more of these podcasts. It's just that right now our focus is on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember, the radio show is also a podcast. There are many people that don't listen to us live on Q104 Cleveland. They only listen to the podcast. And we are grateful for you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
And so you do get a podcast every day, but it's the bonus content that we have not been focusing on, and that is because we're really focused on what happens on the radio show.
To be fair, I think that this podcast is probably a little more fun for Bill and I, but it also cannot be the thing that we put all of our energy into,
right?
Unfortunately, I wish that we could, but
yeah. So we'll try to do better in 2026. Who knows what's going to happen in 2026. On today's episode, we had a chance to talk with artist Charlie Puth.
So cool. The coolest, honestly. For how big of an artist he is, so down to earth. Right when we got off of the Zoom with him, because we were at home when we did this, and I went to my husband. I was like, he is just as cool as you think he is. Because my husband used to watch his TikToks. He got really big on TikTok over COVID. Charlie did.
Yeah, I've always felt that way as well. So we talked to Charlie about, he's got some plans on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to him about, he's going to be at the Super Bowl in 2026 as well, in February. So we get into that.
And he's got a new album and a baby on the way next year. So we get into all that.
So that's with Charlie Puth. So that'll be right after this on this episode of Can't Read, Can't Write. And let's leave you with this before we get to the Charlie Puth interview. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast, for listening to this podcast. I love to see the numbers go up, and we appreciate you being a part of it. However you consume our show, whether you listen to the live radio show or the podcast only, we appreciate it so much, and we look forward to many exciting things happening in 2026. So happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much for sticking with us through all of our shenanigans.
Our conversation with Charlie Puth is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. Okay, so here it is, our conversation with Charlie Puth. You're going to notice that the microphones are different, and that's because Alyssa and I were both at home on Zoom recording this. And so they recorded it on their end. That's why we're setting this up, because somebody didn't hit record until we were like in conversation. So the first thing, like you were just mentioning, Alyssa, that Charlie Puth is one of the nicest guys in the music industry. And that's where I started with Charlie. I started telling him about how, oh my God, you are so nice.
Oh, did that part get cut?
You have, well, some of it did.
Okay.
I'm like, you have the reputation, man, of being so accommodating to people who work in radio. And I got to tell you, not every artist is accommodating to us anymore.
No, not everybody is like particularly pleasant, friendly, and nice, but Charlie Puth absolutely checked every box.
So I told him, I think the first thing that I said, you have a reputation. And I think he was a little nervous
for a
second.
Yeah, he was like, oh God. Like,
and that's how this interview begins. Nicest people that are working in the music industry.
Okay, you were about to scare me there for a second.
Please tell me you've heard that before, though.
I thought you were about to say the opposite. Like, I didn't play someone's show one time. I guess that makes me happy. I started my career with radio. I remember Andrea Gannis, the day I signed my record deal at Atlantic, she was like, you ready to work? And I'm like, yep. And we actually, I believe we went to Ohio, and I believe we went to a lot of other places. But I started my career with it, and I have great memories of going to the stations and just traveling the country.
I don't know when it was. It must have been within the past 10 years. We were racing go-karts in Phoenix with a bunch of listeners.
I do remember that. It's just exactly that. Like, memory. I was with my tour manager at the time named Dave, and we were in Phoenix. That's right. That was I won't mention your competitors, but I just have great memories. I remember that. It's always so fun.
But I've heard that from other radio people. They're like, Charlie Puth is just one of the nicest guys in this industry.
It's a pretty good reputation to have.
I love music, man. I love music so much, and every day is a celebration of music for me. So I love being around folks who love music as much as I do.
And we love it when nice things happen to nice people. And Alyssa was just saying this morning, she's like, Charlie Puth is about to have the biggest 2026.
Yeah, you got a lot going on next year, man.
That's very, I do.
Last holiday season as not a dad.
Like, yeah.
What?
I'm excited to be a dad. I'm excited to be a dad that loves music. And I'm excited to be a traveling dad with baby.
I was going to say, are you going to take baby like on the road?
I think when it's appropriate, I will.
Yeah, I see like some of the artists that I follow do that, and they'll make it a family affair. And I always just think it's the coolest thing.
I like the big headphones that you'll put on baby.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Right. To protect them from the sound.
Yeah. When I'm doing all the shows and to protect
one of my friends having a baby, I actually, her baby shower, that's what I got her, because we go to concerts all the time. And I was like, well, we got to have some ear protection for our new little bestie.
You should put that on the registry.
Yeah, you really should.
I'm sure no one will get it except for me. But I guess but you love music. So that's, of course, the gift that you would get your friend.
Right, of course. But not only that, next year, you have a new album on the way too.
whatever's clever, do March 6th, selfless promotion. But what better place to do it? I'm excited about that.
That's what we're here for. Plug away.
I love that. It's the first time in my life where music is lined up completely with my life stuff. So you can't time this stuff. It's just amazing.
I know. I said, I was like, he's got two babies coming next year, an album and a real one.
And we're doing the Super Bowl national anthem. And I'm the second New Jersey native to sing the national anthem. The last one was Whitney Houston. I was told that by my local paper the other day.
I want to ask you about that, about the national anthem. How did you find out about that? How does that work? Does the NFL go to your people and say, would Charlie be interested in doing this?
Sort of. I had expressed that I wanted to do it for a long time because I have the arrangement in my head. And I won't give too much of it away. But I have the whole arrangement in my head. And I kind of like sent in a little demo to Roc Nation. And they say that Jay-Z heard it and loved it. A couple other folks heard it and loved it.
Let me ask you this, because you're probably aware that the national anthem is one of the biggest prop bets on Super Bowl Sunday. And so the betting is the over and the under on how long is the national anthem? Will it be 2 minutes and 20 seconds? Will it be over and under? Have your friends already reached out to you and they're like, Charlie, any kind of a heads up on the national anthem?
No, I feel like that's like insider trading. Are you getting at something right now? Are you trying to get ahead of everything?
I could use a big year in 2026 too, Charlie. Some cash explosion.
I have an idea of how long it's going to be, but like there's variables. So, you know, I don't know how long it's exactly going to be. I might be, you know, nervous and like do it 1 BPM faster that day. Who knows?
Oh man, that's gonna mess a lot of people up with their bets if you do that.
Yeah,
no pressure or anything.
Yeah.
Before that, though, you have New Year's coming up.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be on New Year's Rockin' Eve, which I'm always very happy to be part of. And I have a set list in mind, and I'm always happy to be a part of a New Year's celebration.
About how many songs-ish are you doing? Do you know yet?
I think it's like two to three. I think three, yeah.
You guys have any big plans for the holidays before that?
Honestly, like you said in the beginning of the call, it's going to be a really busy year, so I think we're just going to lay low.
Yeah, that might be the best thing to do. Do it while you can.
Yeah, as I get older. You ever see the scene in Sex and the City with Carrie and Miranda are having Chinese food? Of New Year's or New Year's Eve. Sounds pretty good to me.
Right?
Maybe at 21, I was like, no, that's boring. Now at 34, I'm like, that sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm right behind you and I'm in the same exact boat. If somebody would have told me that I would have spent this last New Year's like playing my Nintendo Switch at midnight, ooh, I would have told them they were crazy, but I had a blast.
I love a Nintendo Switch.
I love a gamer. Games are so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, like we said, it's incredible to see wonderful things happen to very nice people. So we are so excited about your 2026, all starting on New Year's Rockin' Eve, and then the album and the additions to the family and everything else. So congratulations and enjoy every second, my friend.
And thank you. And thank you for, you know, not only radio always being on my side from the jump, but thank you to you guys for playing the record and being so kind to us. It's really, it makes me want to get the album. I wish I could put the album out in January, but Atlantic has strict guidelines. It's got to come out in March. So,
well, it'll be something for us to look forward to in the spring. Once we clear the winter months, you're not experiencing this, but we have like inches and inches of snow on the ground. So
I like
it'll be
that,
a nice little treat once the sun comes back.
I like inches of snow. It's nice.
You like it on a screen.
Yeah, I like it on a screen. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to walk outside. Yeah. You want me to, should I rub it in right now? Here, this is
rub it in.
Outside right now.
Ah, oh, wow. That looks so miserable. I don't know how you live in that.
Well, we certainly pay for it.
That sunshine tax isn't cheap.
Yep.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for the time.
Of course. Thank you for the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.